This Shabbos, Parashas Nitzavim Vayelech, is the last Shabbos of the year. Last Shabbos was Parashas Kisavo. We read the Tochacha. The Gemara tells us in Megillah that it was a Takanas Ezra, that we read the Tochacha before Rosh Hashanah, the Tochacha of Parashas Kisavo. And the Gemara also connects it to the other Tochacha, the Chukosai, that we read before Shavuos. And the principle, the Gemara Megillah Lamed Aleph, is because Tichle Shana v'kiloseha. Let the year end along with all its curses. Rosh Hashanah is a new year. The Gemara explains Shavuos in its own way is considered a new year. So therefore, the Tochacha is read both before Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah in the spirit of Tichle Shana v'kiloseha. We all have to know the expression Tichle Shana v'kiloseha, and then the next part Tochel Shana u'birchoseha. Let the year that passed leave with all the negativity and the curses. Let the new year begin, Tochel Shana. The origin is not in the Gemara of Tochel Shana. Its origin is one of the Rishonim. It's a poem that some people say when Rosh Hashanah comes in, it begins with the words Achos Kitana. It's a beautiful poem. It was written in the time of the Rishonim. And each stanza, until the last one, ends with Tichle Shana v'kiloseha. It goes with an acrostic of his name, Avraham, Chazan, and then Chizku is the last stanza, Chizku Vigilu. Eliyahu, I'm sure you say this, right? I'm sure. This is a very well-known by Sephardim, they say this, and others say it as well. The last stanza, Chizku Vigilu, concludes Tochel Shana Birchoseha. And this now became a very much part of the Pitgam HaMami that people use, Tichel Shana Birchoseha, Tochel Shana Birchoseha. Ad kedei kach, that I found in the Svarim, many try to connect, Rav Sadok tries to show that the Tichle Shana v'kiloseha is what we have in Parshas Kisavo, which is the Tochacha, and Parshas Nitzavim, which is the last Shabbos of the year, is paving the way for the next part of the sentence that we see, Tochel Shana v'kiloseha, Nitzavim gives us more of an optimistic look, Atam Nitzavim hayom kolchem, you're still standing. Parshas Nitzavim talks about Teshuvah, talks about Kibbutz Golios, talks about Geula Asida, and many of the Svarim try to develop in their own way how Nitzavim is now taking us to the next step of Tochel Shana u'Birchoseha, setting the tone for the new year. In that spirit, I want to share with you a very beautiful remez that I saw in the Drashas Chasam Sofer. It, mamish, is such a fascinating remez, I can't help but share it with you. The Chasam Sofer says the following. Tichle Shana v'kiloseha. We look for Schus Avos. Schus Avos, that's the foundation of Kal Yisrael. Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Within the Avos lies the secret of both Tichle Shana v'kiloseha and the secret of Tochel Shana u'Birchoseha. How so? The Chasam Sofer is famous for Ramazim. So he says as follows. If you take the life span of the Avos, let's go through the Avos. Avram lived how many years? Pasuk and Parshas Chayisara?
175.
Yitzchak Avinu, Parshas Vayishlach, he lived 180. Chazal tell us why Avram lived 5 years less, but that's the way it is. Psukim 175 and 180. If you combine those two numbers, and let's go to Yaakov for a second. Yaakov lived from Parshas Vayechi, how many years? 147 years. Or Psukim for Russian and Chumash, Zil Kribe Rashi. If you take the number 180 and 175, combined years of Avram and Yitzchak, so of course, the number you get is 355. 180 twice is 360. Take 5 away, 355, which is of course the gematria of the word shana. Shana is 355. What about the 147 of Yaakov? How many tochacha? How many curses are there in the tochacha of the chukosai? 49. How many klolos are there in the tochacha of kisavo? Double that. 98 klolos, tzadiches klolos. Adding up the
the klolos of the chukosai and the klolos of kisavo, 49 plus 98. And what do you get? 147, that's the years of Yaakov. So the remez of the shnosav of the avos is the remez, says Chasam Sofer, of tichles shana v'kilosa. Shana is the years of Rami Yitzchak, and the klolos of the two tochachas is the 147, the schus of the avos is tichles shana v'kilosa. That's part one. Tachel shana u'birchoseha. The source of brachos is again the avos. Those who bench and say the entire benching, you know, at the end of benching, we acknowledge the brach of the avos. One of the harachamans, we say, Kimoshin is Baruch Hu Avoseinu, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, and then we have three words that follow that. And those three words are Bakol, Mikol, and Kol. And those three words correspond, as you know, to each of the avos. By Avram, it says, Chaisara, for Avram, Hashem Beirach, Avram is talking about Bayom, Hashem Beirach es Avraham Bakol. So the word Bakol is connected to Avraham. By Yitzchak, we find the word Mikol in Todos, when he says, Ochal Mikol, he says this to Yaakov when he realizes that he had given already, he says this to Esav when Esav comes and he said, already given the bracha to Yaakov, but Ochal Mikol. That's the word Mikol, that's the association of bracha to Yitzchak. And with Yaakov, we have in Parshas, Yishlach Yesh Li Kol. And these ideas, these three words associated with bracha, Kemoshen is Baruch Hu Aviseinu, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Bakol Mikol Kol, says a Chasam Sofer, incredible remez. What is the gematria of the three words, Bakol, Mikol Kol? So it's easy enough because Kol is 50, so 3 times 50 is 150. Now you have to still add the base of Bakol and the mem of Mikol, which is another 42. So how do you get all together? 192. Says Chasam Sofer, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem. Nitzavim, Gematria 192. And that's the Tochel Shana Ubirchoseha. Both sides have a wonderful Shabbos. Make the most of this Shabbos. We should talk about Zoche. This year was a year that we can certainly say with Kavana, Tichle Shana Vikiloseha, Mirza Shem, Tavshin Peyalef, should be a Bechina of Me'ashbos Yorim Evyon, Tavshin Peyalef, Vitachle Shana Vikiloseha.
Thank you, Rabbi. Good Shabbos.